My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, have you ever experienced rejection at any point in your life? Rejection is a very painful and dreadful experience in our lives. However, it is something we often encounter in the journey of our life. For instance, I was rejected by one order. When I filled up the document and said that I am only a son and I have no brothers, he said, "If you are only one son, then I'm sure you may quit your vocation to priesthood. Therefore, we don't take you." And I was sad. And leaving the vocation camp, my order heralds of good news. A priest comes after me and says, "Do you really wish to become priest? If so, join our order." And I immediately said yes, and today I am priest for 10 years. So, when rejection takes place, God redirects our lives and He makes our lives to carry on. Take for instance, in the circle of our family or friends, we may have a member who is rejected by parents or siblings or friends. Leaders too are often victims of rejection. Some people can recall how their applications for jobs, admissions, and other engagements were rejected. Rejection is one thing nobody prays for to experience or go through. On the other hand, we all like to be accepted and be accepted by all. On this fourth Sunday of ordinary time, the liturgy reminds each one of us that we are privileged to be called by God and chosen to be His prophets. We are God's decisive choices. He knew each one of us personally, called and consecrated us, and made us His own by name. God knows what He wants us to do. Especially, He knows what He wants us to do for Him. Hence, He calls us by our names and reminds us, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you a prophet to the nations. I appointed you." This assures us that we are not distant and strangers to God. He does not call strangers to His mission, but those He knows personally and sends us in His love to be His witnesses here on earth. In today's first reading, we hear of Jeremiah's vocation to be a prophet. The Lord tells him that he was chosen for the task even before he was born and was consecrated in his mother's womb. The calling of a prophet was not an easy task. A prophet was never popular, and he had to speak the plain and difficult truth and say harsh things that needed to be said. Their message would be rejected, and so would they. But God would be on their side, and He would be on their support. Jeremiah, like any true prophet, was rejected by the people, but he carried on with the blessings of God and with the words of God. The rejection of Jesus in Nazareth, in the Gospel of today, was not merely a rejection of the son of Joseph and Mary. It was, in fact, rejection of God Himself and His love. God's love is the reason that He gave His only Son to us. John chapter 3, verse 16. So whoever rejects his Son ultimately rejects God and His love. Today, God calls us to activate love in our lives. As St. Paul instructed us, love conquers all things. It endures all things. It is patient and kind. And it never ends. What do we do when we are rejected? Even when we are right. When Jesus walked away from those who rejected him, what did he do? Did he go home and abandon God and God's plan of redemption for his people? No. If we follow the narrative, Luke chapter 4, verses 31 to 36, we learn that from the place from where he experienced rejection, he moves on to Capernaum, a town in Galilee where he continued to preach the gospel to the people with authority, even on the Sabbath. Jesus was not discouraged or depressed by people's rejection of him, but he remained focused and committed in his mission. Unlike Jesus, in the face of rejection, we reject and eject ourselves. As an individual, do I in any way reject Jesus in my life? The truth is that Jesus Christ is still being rejected by us in various ways. We reject Jesus when we fail to trust and obey Him. We reject Jesus Christ when we hear the word of God and fail to put into practice. We reject Jesus Christ when we reject our neighbors. We reject Jesus Christ when we reject the poor. We reject Jesus Christ when we choose to live a life according to the standards of the world. We reject Jesus when we disconnect us from the sacraments. We reject Jesus from being absent for the Mass and all the services at the church. We reject Jesus when we are more interested in the flesh than in the spiritual. We reject Him in our failure to love others as God loved us. When we experience rejection in our life, let us turn to God that we may be strengthened by His promise. I am with you to deliver you. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 8. When we experience rejection from others, we need to understand them. And St. Paul clearly explains to us. And this is one of the passages I love more. In the place of love, let us place the people name who are rejecting us or whom we do not have good understanding with them. For example, Jennifer is patient. Jennifer is kind. Jennifer is not jealous. Jennifer is not pompous. Jennifer is not inflated. Jennifer is not rude. Jennifer does not seek its own interests. Jennifer is not quick-tempered. Jennifer is not brood over injury. Or keep our own name in the place of love. Anthony never fails. Anthony bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the rejection which we face here on earth, which we think people are not happy with us, we shall not be moved by their behavior. Just as Jesus did, he did not stop his mission on earth with the rejection by his own people, by his own relatives and friends pointing at him. Is not this the son of carpenter? Is not this person whom we have seen and grown in front of us? And he teaches us things today. Likewise, if someone is giving us good examples, a good life, we too are envied about their lives. We may discourage them sometime. Let's not do it. Let's feel one among with them. Always be with Jesus and understand his mind, that we may be blessed more and more, that we may not be rejected by God. Rather, we are embraced by God at all times.